Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ira Winderman joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. But Ira, first, I got to get your thoughts on this D. Gordon trade as the Marlins are moving salary as promised. And I thought we got a good question by somebody who called in or left this via the text line.
Sure.
Why would you want to buy a baseball team when you don't have enough money to run a baseball team?
Because it's an ego purchase by someone whose entire post-baseball career has been based on ego. Because, as I've always said, most sports owners are hobbyists more than anything. So, wow, I own a baseball team. I mean, think about this, Alex. Think about all the years that Jeffrey Loria owned the Marlins and the beating he took in the media. It was relentless. And yet anyone who knew him or saw him around, he still enjoyed the process. He enjoyed owning a team, even though seemingly everyone in town hated him. Think about David Sampson. He was reviled to a degree because of some people felt about his personality. But when I was around the Marlins and covering it, you could tell he loved doing that. Some people want to be around it, but you have to really have the kind of hobbyist owner who's going to say, okay, I'll take the hit. I enjoy this so much that if it means I'm going to take a financial loss, I'm in the club. And the club only has 30, 32, depending on the sport teams, and I'll enjoy it that way. That's the difference. I think all the fault here lies, where it always does, and you've been in this business long enough to know this, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And how does Rob Manfred, one, allow Jeffrey Loria to write the Stanton contract the way he did, knowing that he would never pay the ultimate bill? Two, let people come into the organization who can't own and operate and have the operating capital to successfully run it, unless, and here's part three of the equation, is baseball doomed to fail in South Florida? That after, you know, the city of Miami was taken on the baseball stadium and forced to build it and locked into it, could it just be, Alex, and then you've seen the crowds, we've seen the good times and the bad times, is this just not a successfully potential baseball market? So Major League Baseball said, you know what? We got a team down there that's doomed to disaster anyway, so come on down and take it to disaster. At least we can have Derek Jeter smiling as the team is losing.
It's just so weird because when you talk about, you know, baseball not being able to work down here, it's like I know there are so many baseball fans here, but you've got the whole event town issue. You've got the whole transplant issue because so many of the baseball fans down here are fans of other teams anyway,
yeah,
and they're not necessarily giving up those allegiances.
Alex, I'm going to say this. You might think you have a lot of baseball fans. No sport needs more fans than baseball. This isn't the Dolphins where it's eight games a year. You show up to tailgate, or the Canes 5, 6, 7 games, whatever the schedule is. Or even the Heat with 41 or the Panthers with 41. This is a relentless parade to get people into a very, very large stadium, not an arena, a stadium-sized building. You have to have baseball passion in order to make it work. And I'll give you another example. Very successful franchise for the most part in recent years, and also empty, is what's going on in Tampa. And the Rays, you've seen the crowds there. I mean, they make the Marlins crowds at times look good. I think a lot of these sports went into these cities and then realized once they got locked into the arena leases that it just wasn't the right place for them. It is so sad when I go to Mets games down here, and you're used to the crowds in Mets games and other places. If the Mets can't draw down here, they're the Mets. Everyone's from New York. All the New Yorkers are here. You know, the Yankees are different. They come in once every few years. It's a different experience. The reality is, Alex, I don't think this is a successful, potentially successful baseball market. But that's what all these sports have done with these over-expansions. So when you look at some of these cities, Jacksonville in the NFL, and their empty stadium, I don't think it's anything wrong for these sports to say, hey, we blew it. This wasn't the right choice. I see it in Memphis, in the NBA, and other places like that.
Well, and another thing going on in the NBA, Ira, before we get to Heat Spurs last night, I want to talk about the future with the Heat going to Mexico City. How quickly does the NBA really want to expand worldwide, holding regular season games overseas? Like, what is sort of their plan for that, and how quickly that can grow?
They like the NFL example. We're not going to put teams there. We're going to create spectacles. We're going to go to London. We're going to go to Paris. We're going to go to Mexico City now that they've built this fabulous arena, which they didn't have before. They were previously playing in the old Olympic facilities, which is hard to believe, but are like 50 years old now for the Mexico City Olympics. That's what they want. Well, when I spoke to the NBA senior vice president from Mexico, you know, he basically said, no, this is not about expansion. This is not about relocation. The league in general is not thinking about this. This is creating this spectacle. To the point, I think the NBA would love nothing more than for every team to give up one home game, play 40, sounds like 41 anyway, and get everyone to these spectacle kind of games. That's how you build your market. The NFL, I mean, you see it now. They practically live in London, thanks to the Jaguars and some other teams and the Dolphins in recent
years.
I think that's the ultimate upside. I think it's a smart approach because I got to tell you, no NBA player is going to want to play in Mexico City for a few reasons. First of all, just what's going on now with our government and the thoughts toward Mexico in the first place, the immigration issue, just getting through customs. It's very tough for the players in Canada and going into Toronto as it is. And then the elevation. And I know that they're already feeling it, 7,500 feet. It's one thing to get high elevation training. It's another thing to make that the steady part of your diet and of your life. I think that would be difficult. The pollution, very bad in Mexico City. They've really done everything they can to cut down on it, but the traffic there rivals the traffic of New York. So I think what you're seeing tonight when the Oklahoma City plays Brooklyn and then on Saturday, these are what the NFL wants. They want these sort of big-time exhibitions, show it on NBA TV, make a spectacle out of it. I don't see expansion coming in that direction.
And Ira, with the elevation in Mexico City being 50% higher than it even is in Denver, for example, have the Heat done anything to prepare for that, or is there really nothing you can do, hope for the best when you play?
You know, Kelly Olynyk gave me a really good answer yesterday in San Antonio when he said he trained with the Canadian national team there. They played for 2 weeks in the Tournament of the Americas Olympic qualifier, and he said even that was barely enough. You need a good month at elevation to get used to it. He says you will feel the burn the first 6 weeks, so the first 6 minutes, rather. God, I hope they're not there for 6 weeks. The first 6 minutes. So basically, we're going to see the depth of the Heat roster. You'd like to have Hassan. They're going to have to go at least 9 deep again, 10 deep. Bam Adebayo will get more minutes also. They're going to have to churn through their roster a little bit more than in recent games to get through it. And the most important thing for the Heat is that's an important game. They're 2 games under 500. If they can beat Brooklyn and Memphis, 2 teams that have been struggling lately, and finally return home at 500, I think that's really important for the player psyche. If they split these next 2 games, Alex, and they come home 2 games under 500, you know, you talk about trying to rally Marlins fans. I think it might be hard to rally Heat fans. They need to win these next two. Eric Spoelstra, like you said, this is a business trip.
We are joined here by Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, when I see Bryn Forbes going 5 for 5 from three, it makes you realize how deep San Antonio's rotation is, and it makes me wonder how far the Heat can possibly go with about a 9-man rotation.
You see, I think the Heat have as much depth of talent, especially now with Kawhi Leonard out and Anderson out anyway for the Spurs. But they have an ingrained system that I thought the Heat would have had. And, Alex, this is the entire point of this first half of the season. I thought the Heat would pick up where they left off. Ball movement from good to better to best shot and all that. And something got lost in the offseason translation. And these players are not playing the same way. Again, I think what happened in the second half of last season, desperation. When you start a season at 11:30, every single game matters. I hate the fact the way they're approaching some of these games. That dog effort in New York, that horrid effort at home against Indiana. How dare they? They made their reputation. They all got their $50 million contracts because they said, we will come back and replicate. And they haven't. And honestly, shame on them for that. Because they got paid, they got what they wanted, most of the team brought back together. The effort, the continuity, it's hard to win without all-star level talent. But that's what this team bought in for, that's what they sold us. And shame on any of these players for not giving that maximum effort in these games.
Should people question Hassan Whiteside's effort for saying he's not coming back until he's 100%?
I think people should should question Hassan Whiteside's phrasing. And you and I always talk about this. You wish there was a filter sometime. Even if you think that, don't say that. I know what he was trying to say. It's, I look bad against the Bulls and sat in the fourth quarter. I look bad against the Cavs when I couldn't get out on a bum knee to chase Kevin Love off that three-point circle. I understand that none of us want to look good. But, Alex, you know what it's like when you have that bad cold and all of a sudden you just max up on the Sudafed. So when you get on the air, you sound like you're not sick and just say, please, dear God, get me through these 4 hours. That's what Hassan has to do. We know he's going through tough times, but we all have enough of our own personal pain and issues that you sort of don't want to hear it. Yes, we'd all love to be 100%. And I'm not so sure any of us after we get past 21 or so ever will be 100% again. And I think he should not have said something like that. I wish there was a filter. And I'm not going to let it be the case either if I'm the Heat coaching staff or training staff. Because you know what? 80% of Hassan Whiteside will still make this team better. So will 70, and honestly, so will 60.
Well, when do you expect him back? And when he comes back, do the Heat try maybe a starting lineup with Hassan, Olynyk, and James Johnson all in there?
Oh, you've been reading the Ask Ira feature at SunSentinel.com.
I mean, you should be surprised if I'm not in there sometimes sending you questions with fake names, Ira.
Yeah,
I love
Ask
Ira.
And that's the thing. I always come up with the Italian version of Alex or something like that to see when you go on one of your vacations when you file from there.
If you get an email from Alessandro from Kendall, you know that might be me.
Yeah, or Alex from Napoli. So I was kind of worried about that in the first case. Yes, to bring people up to speed. My thought was this. You gave James Johnson $60 million in the offseason. You gave Kelly Olynyk $50 million. You have Hassan on the $98 million deal. You talk about positionalists. Go with your best players and see if that's what can make you unique. James Johnson was a small forward until the Heat made him a power forward. He guarded LeBron. He guarded those guys. I know Kelly Olynyk against today's modern fours is a stretch, but that's what you have Hassan Whiteside for. And the Heat's perimeter rotation, save for a nice game last night from Tyler Johnson, has not been great. So why not play from a position of strength? As a matter of fact, I think against the Nets on Saturday, Eric is going to go small again. I would not be surprised to see Justice Winslow back in the starting lineup because the Nets play small. They start small. So I'm curious what their approach is going to be. But I'd like to see that. I'd like to just – let me see if that works. We have yet to have, until last night, a game when Kelly Olynyk and James Johnson started together. And that was because Hassan was out. Move him over one position. Give it a try. Make your team unique. And don't tell me you can't play big because both of us, Alex, saw last night what the Spurs did starting LaMarcus Aldridge and Pau Gasol.
Ira, when we were texting earlier today, I promised you we would talk some soccer. I want to read a quote to you, and I want you to tell me if you can think of an equivalent in American sports or in something you've covered. Now, I can't imagine somebody like Tim Donovan of the Heat doing this, but quick background, big Serie A soccer matchup this weekend between Juventus and Inter. First place in the league is on the line. This is an actual quote, Ira, from the director of communications for Juventus, one of the biggest soccer franchises in the world. This is him talking about Inter. Quote, "I dream of asphalting them, erasing them from the planet, taking away every little glimmer, desire, hope of being a normal team. They must stay in the sewers where they have been in the last years, in the manholes, hidden in the dark." I can remember people getting upset about Pat Riley saying smiling faces and hidden agendas. This is a little bit worse.
No, that reminds me of Heat Knicks. That reminds me, okay, bring out Larry Johnson and Zoe for round two. Jeff Van Gundy hanging on the leg of Zoe. Pat the Rat in New York. Think about what Pat Riley went through returning in 95. That's what that reminds me of. And you know what? And the problem with soccer fans, as you know, is they take it too literally, it takes on a life of its own. But I have no problem bringing passion back into sports. We've all spoken about the dull Sundays that the NFL has given us right now. And all we're looking for are these rivalry-level games, which seem to be really fading away in sports. So when you get something like that, I am all for it. I am beyond the gimmicks of Mayweather and MMA and trying to go with gimmicks in sports. If there still are rivalries alive, whether it's in Serie A or the Premier League or something like that, where the moment still means something even beyond the standings, then I'm all for it. So you know what? I'd like to see more of that as long as it doesn't translate to the fan side.
There you go. Ira Winterman. You want to follow this man on Twitter at Ira Heat Beat. Check out his work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel and submit your questions, as I always do, to Ask Ira. Ira, thank you so much for the time, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.